James Gunn's HBO series Lanterns blasted as a woke lecture on white privilege. By Warner Todd Houston on August 31, 2026. Director James Gunn's executive-produced DC Comics streaming series Lanterns has become one long lecture on white privilege and racism in America, and fans are lashing out. The HBO series is based on DC's Green Lantern universe of characters, which features the Green Lantern Corps, a multi-species policing organization that patrols the universe to keep the peace. The first human corps member was Hal Jordan, a character introduced in 1959, who was given the Lantern Corps' power ring, which allows him to manifest a green energy that can be used in many ways as a weapon to fight enemies. The Corps was created as an extension of the original Green Lantern stories introduced in 1940 with character Alan Scott wielding the power ring. Lanterns, though, seems to be following the codes of diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, and black victimology instead of the heroic Green Lantern Corps oath about fighting evil. And after only three episodes, fans are pushing back on the leftist political agenda interwoven throughout the third episode. The series is produced by James Gunn and helmed by Lost co-creator Damon Lindelof, who was fired from working on the Star Wars film project with which he aimed to rewrite the space opera series concept of the Force to make it less heroic and more filled with gray areas. Spoilers ahead. Lindelof is apparently already indulging his penchant toward revisionism with this Green Lantern series, too. In the first episode of the new Lantern series, we meet the once heroic Hal Jordan, Kyle Chandler, who has become a cynical, disheveled, drunk who no one likes and who is murdered at the end of the episode. Then in episode 2 we get a woman telling Jordan's protege, black American John Stewart, Aaron Pierre, all about white privilege. In the white privilege scene, viewers are told that white men have the luxury of being able to be eccentric, and white men with money can do whatever the fuck they want. Watch. Episode 3 continues the lectures about evil white people. And ahead of the episode, James Gunn himself posted a social media plea for fans to watch the show. Episode 3 of Hashtag Lanterns airs tonight at 9 p.m. on HBO Max. Don't miss this one. One of the best. At DCOfficialPic.twitter.com/SGTuck6EV. James Gunn, at James Gunn, August 30, 2026. But, the constant lectures about evil white people already turned many fans off. Black Panther told black kids, "You are powerful. You are brilliant. You are the future." Lanterns tells them, "You are a victim. You are disadvantaged. Never forget that the world sees you as lesser because you're black." One portrayed blackness as something powerful to inherit. Lucky Davis, at Matt Mills 1986, August 31, 2026. "I'm black, a grown-ass man who works a regular 9/5 and have witnessed racism firsthand, and I have to clean and take care of myself. And I hate everything in this scene. People are attracted to fantastical characters like Green Lantern because we want to escape and have." Fenrir the Ice Wolf, at FenrirTheSwa1, August 24, 2026. "James Gunn was the wrong choice for the DCU. He hates superheroes who stand for being better, heroic, uplifting and role models. Every superhero show he does is gut regurgitating. Nihilistic attitude, anti-middle America, flawed characters who are anti-authority. He is a one-trick." Chris Connor, at Last Call Risk, August 25, 2026. "You ruined DC. Lanterns had so much potential, but all I hear every few minutes is race dialogue." George, at Bahizi Tweets, August 31, 2026. "Hey James, super excited for episode 3 tonight. Really looking forward to seeing John Stewart's backstory, like how he dealt with racism and all that. Glad we are getting another hour of no actual Green Lantern action. Cool comic book images or dialogue and more propaganda jammed." Into the Danny, at Danix6i5, August 30, 2026. "This episode was one of the most ridiculous, virtue signaling, pandering, we was oppressed episodes of television I've ever seen. Disgraceful, and 1000% Lindelof." Dave Suggs Jr., at The Poor Man's Poet, August 31, 2026. "Must everything include political messaging now? We're two episodes in a row now with the not-so-subtle racism lectures. I'm officially out. Fuck you and fuck this coup. Fucking clowns pic.twitter.com/mk92lggh80. Ponch, at bandolero_86, August 31, 2026. Turned it off 15 minutes in. Absolute rubbish woke trash. Just why? Patroclus, at patroclus47, August 31, 2026. Gunn rewrites GL history to suit his fetish/diversity show. Rufus T. Riley, at Stellarps, August 30, 2026. Hal Jordan got his ring because of white privilege. WTF in the second racist episode since this series started. You know it's okay to be pro-black and not be anti-white. JK, at Duharikani, August 31, 2026. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.